The High-Level Global Forum for Food and Agriculture convenes this week in Berlin, Germany, with a special focus this year on water scarcity. UN Food Agency FAO says it will be calling on decision-makers in the global agri-food industry to strengthen efforts to combat a looming water crisis. According to FAO, agriculture is the largest water user globally. They say a united global action plan is essential to ensuring a sustainable world water supply going forward. The three-day event runs from January 19th to the 21st in parallel to Berlin's Green Week, which brings together ministers and leading experts from around the world. Now, to elaborate more on the role of agriculture in combating water scarcity and what needs to be done by governments is Olcay Unver, Deputy Director of FAO's Land and Water Division in Rome. Mr. Unver, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So how big of an issue is water scarcity right now?
Water scarcity is a pretty big issue. At any given year, about two-thirds of global population will suffer from water shortages for at least 1 month in a year. So this is quite significant. But what is happening is with the increasing population, changing diets, and increasing competition for water resources and water services, water scarcity will be more widespread, and it needs to be dealt with right now, because we are expecting by 2050 a 50% increase in water demand, a 60% increase in food demand, and agriculture is already responsible for 70% of global water withdrawals. On top of this, climate change comes in as an additional stressor, and it's estimated that for each degree of global warming, additional 7% of global population will be subject to decreased availability of water resources. So it's quite significant.
So what is the role of agriculture in combating water scarcity then?
Well, agriculture is the largest water use sector and offers a lot of opportunities to cope with water scarcity. This is in all of the cycle, ranging from the production to the food value chain and also the end user. To give an example, we can make our irrigation systems more efficient. We can make our agriculture production systems more productive, but we can also reduce our waste and loss of food, which also leads to saving water. We can reduce the use of water in food processing cycles and systems, and they all contribute to our global efforts to cope with water scarcity. So ranging from crop production, livestock, aquaculture, fisheries, forestry, you name it, there is lots of opportunities to cope with water scarcity.
So when we're talking about water scarcity, what are the main issues within that bigger problem that FAO wants governments to focus on?
Well, we can group them under three classes. One are the options or the solutions within the water domain, which is all sectors, including agriculture. And this is about managing the supply of water better and also managing water demand more effectively. That's number one. Number two is about the options within the agricultural water management domain, which can lead to better management of irrigation systems, better use of technology, reducing water losses, enhancing the supply, including the use of wastewater in agriculture, and reallocating water from lower to higher values in agriculture. That's number two. Number three, the options outside of the water domain, but within agriculture, which includes options such as investing in rain-fed agriculture, reducing losses in the overall food value chain, and going beyond agricultural production and looking at the value of water using concepts such as virtual water, where water is used where it is most productive.
Wastewater is an interesting issue that we don't hear much about. Could you explain what that is and why it's an important issue now?
It is an important issue for two reasons. One is that, according to various sources, 60 to 80% of the wastewater produced on a global scale is discharged directly into the nature as raw. And this causes from diseases to loss of productivity, loss of agricultural land and land in general. So it is a burden. The other aspect is that it's actually a resource. Wastewater can be used to produce energy, and wastewater treated properly can be used as a resource, as a water resource, and FAO has been promoting the use of properly treated wastewater in irrigation and agroforestry. So it's an additional untapped resource. And looking at the overall proportion, it can contribute up to 8% of global water resources to be remobilized.
What messages do FAO want to get across at this week's forum?
We would like the decision makers to look at the broad picture rather than focusing on micro issues such as irrigation efficiency here or livestock management. Look at the broad picture and identify the interactions and impacts decisions in one particular sector on the other, and look at the overall impact of their decisions with both global and national objectives in mind that relates to sustainably using water resources and feeding a growing world population.
Mr. Unver, thank you so much.
Thank you.